This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Today is the birthday of poet Robert Burns. Now, poetry is not usually associated with, say, gross domestic product or retail sales, but in Scotland, centuries after his death, Burns' legacy is boosting Scotland's economy, both at home and abroad. The BBC's Cameron Mackay has more.
Robert Burns is Scotland's national poet, a renowned 18th century lyricist whose works continue to resonate around the world. Auld Lang Syne is one of his most famous songs, traditionally sung at midnight on New Year's Eve. Today is Robert Burns' birthday, Burns Night, and it's thought that up to 10 million people worldwide will celebrate by putting on Burns suppers. They'll sing songs, read poems, and eat a plate of haggis, neeps and tatties. That's savoury pudding, rutabaga and potatoes. Professor Cheedham Balam is organising one in Turkey.
Under the beautiful sun of the Mediterranean, we will be having whiskey and haggis. We also have the first translator of Burns' poems into Turkish.
Professor Murray Pittock from Glasgow University's Centre for Robert Burns Studies says more than 200 years after his death, Burns is still a symbol of Scottish identity.
Bringing Scots and Scots exiles together.
He says Robert Burns also generates a lot of money for the Scottish economy, around $255 million a year, according to a study he led in 2020. Professor Pittock says the research found his global brand is worth nearly $178 million and is steadily growing.
No doubt there are sales and soft power potential.
Scottish Enterprise, Scotland's national economic development agency, is trying to use this year's Burns Night to attract more investment into the country. Ruben Aitken, the Managing Director of International Operations, says it's an ideal opportunity.
You can bring together folks from different sectors to make real connections that can unlock investment for Scotland. We use it as a way of opening doors at some trade missions by having some Scottish produce on the table.
Noel Campbell from the national tourism organisation Visit Scotland says one of the things that makes Robert Burns such a good cultural export is the issues he wrote about, like social justice and equality, are still relevant today.
With overseas visitors, they do look to these historic and cultural icons.
She says the legacy of Robert Burns is not only literary, it's as a global brand ambassador for Scotland. In Glasgow, I'm the BBC's Cameron Angus Mackay for Marketplace.